Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, the big, though still small in many ways, opening on Broadway this week was Our Town, Thornton Wilder's classic Pulitzer Prize-winning piece about a little town called Grover's Corners, which after three short acts ends up being about life, death, love, and more. This play has likely been performed in more schools than any other. I still remember crying myself to sleep when I didn't get the part of Emily. Now, the last version on Broadway was 22 years ago, notable for starring Paul Newman as the narrator stage manager. I saw that one. This time it is Jim Parsons giving a lovely, interesting, matter-of-fact performance. Now, others in the fine cast include Richard Thomas, Katie Holmes, and Zoe Deutsch. It has not garnered universally rave reviews, but I did not see a dry eye in the theater. The last New York production, by the way, that many recall was director David Cromer's ingenious one downtown at the Barrow Street Theater. The narrator, Cromer himself, was part of the audience, if I recall correctly. Anyway, Grover's Corners is small, but somehow it has become a sign of any place and any time. Meanwhile, there is continuing news on upcoming shows, starting with Left on 10th, starring Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher. It doesn't officially open for another week or so. Yes, I caught a preview, and yes, I think this adaptation of Delia Ephron's book will do very well. More details on that one next time. But I think it's fair to say that the big news of the week was that recent Tony Award winner Jonathan Groff will return to Broadway as singer-songwriter Bobby Darin in the world premiere of the new musical called Just in Time. And it is just in time. The show begins performances at the Circle in the Square Theater in March. The venue will be transformed into an immersive nightclub with Groff leading a cast of 16 and a live onstage big band. They'll be performing songs including, well, Beyond the Sea, Dream Lover, Mac the Knife, and Splish Splash. The show is being developed and directed by Tony Award winner Alex Timbers. So Jonathan Groff, when the announcement was made, said Bobby Darin blazed his way through every corner of the entertainment industry. His charisma and pure genius were mostly on display when he was letting it rip in front of a crowd. Bobby Darin worked across many genres of music, but he was most alive performing in intimate nightclubs, added the director, Timbers. Now, I have to confess, I met Darin in an odd way many years ago in Los Angeles. That was when he was trying to change his image, even his name, from Bobby to Bob or Robert. There he was in blue jeans, holding a guitar and singing If I Were a Carpenter and Simple Song of Freedom. I admired his attempt to change and told him so. Alas, when I saw him maybe a year or two later, he was back to Bobby in tuxedos, Mac the Knife. And he confessed to me, quote, they wouldn't accept the other me. He died only about a year after that. I hope this part of his life will be included in the show. The other exciting ones coming, the Manhattan Theater Club announced initial casting and the venue for the world premiere of We Had a World, written by Tony Award nominee Joshua Harmon. He's the great playwright behind Prayer for the French Republic, Bad Jews, and Significant Other. And it will be directed by Tony Award nominee Trip Cullman. We Had a World will feature Tony Award winner, lots of Tonys here, Joanna Gleason. She's a superb actress who we've not seen much of lately. That play will begin performances in February. By the way, the same company, Manhattan Theater Club, has a production going on now and apparently doing very well at City Center. It's called Vladimir, written by Erica Sheffer, directed by Tony Award winner Daniel Sullivan. And it features one of my favorites, Norbert Leo Butts, in that cast. And when I was in London recently, a producer friend was telling me to keep an eye out for something called Operation Mincemeat. Now, it sounded like a dish my mom used to make, but no. It turns out Operation Mincemeat is a very successful British musical comedy. The subject? A World War II military ruse in which British intelligence planted fake information on a dead body to mislead the Germans. Doesn't sound like a musical comedy, but who knows. The show started at a tiny venue in London, kept moving up, and eventually won the Olivier their version of our Tony for Best Musical. Well, now the producers of Operation Mincemeat are hoping for another hard-to-believe turn of events, finding success on Broadway. Going off-Broadway now for a minute, the always interesting Vineyard Theater will present 300 paintings created and performed by Sydney-based comedian and visual artist Sam Kisajukian. I hope I got that name right. Now, this comes after a sold-out engagement at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where it won the award for Outstanding Show. This one will play a limited run from November 12th through December 15th at the Vineyard, which is on East 15th Street. That title, by the way, well, it turns out that in 2021, over the course of 5 months, Kisajukian created 300 large-scale paintings, unknowingly documenting his mental states through an extended manic bipolar episode. Whoa, that sounds timely. And how's this for something to look forward to? Hugh Jackman will do 12 live performances for and about our city. The two-time Tony winner will be doing numbers from his shows, The Boy from Oz, The Greatest Showman, and more, in this project, which is called From New York with Love. You need to check the Radio City Music Hall schedule, since the concerts will be spread over several months, I believe, and tickets will go quickly. Now, the closing announcement of the week, last week you might recall it was for the musical Water for Elephants. Well, now it's another musical. Suffs announced it will shut down in January. The show won 2 Tony Awards this last season for Shayna Tobb's original book and score, and it will have played 24 previews and 301 regular performances. It will go on a national tour. Suffs, of course, tells the story of the fight for the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. I enjoyed it off and then on Broadway, and you still have a few months to catch it in New York. And this is time to celebrate those little programs you carry home from every show, and you may even collect them. Yep, the Museum of the City of New York is opening a 3-month exhibition called Playbill, the longest run on Broadway. The exhibit will feature New York playbills dating back to 1750, including, by the way, the one for Ford's Theater, the night you-know-who was assassinated. You'll find playbills for the past 100 years and costumes worn by famed names like Ethel Barrymore. That museum, by the way, is way up on Fifth Avenue. That's the City of New York Museum. I guess you'd call it off-Broadway. And congrats to the Book of Mormon, by the way. It is officially the longest-running Broadway musical in the history of the Eugene O'Neill Theater and the 12th longest Broadway show ever. It was also filling the theaters every night when I was in London last month. Who knew? Anyway, enjoy your week. Personally, I am most excited about my pre-ordered Al Pacino memoir, which is coming out today. Let's not forget that this man started in small theaters and, well, made it all the way to the top in films, but often went back to the stage. So get yourself to a stage, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.